Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Welcome to Sports Day. Big show coming your way. Paul Hazelby and Carl Langdon. Trevor Nisbet will join us, the Eagles CEO. Also, Adam Voges, the WA men's coach, or Perth Scorchers coach. They're about to embark on their campaign. But let's start off with a sports update for Farmers Business Network. Now the perfect time to explore how Farmers Business Network makes buying inputs easier for growers. Welcome, Carl. Plenty of news around.
Yeah, there is, hey. So Ashton Turner announced today as captain of the WBBL team. He led the team into the final in the absence of Mitch Marsh last season, and hoping that they can do it again, just going one step better and maybe winning it this time. Justin Langer heading to Tassie, it's been revealed, to meet with Tim Payne. They have the same manager, just to make sure, I think, that he is okay. The NBL announcing a COVID replacement player rules today. Very interesting, hey? Some players might play for multiple teams if COVID strikes.
Yeah, and you've got to have at least eight, so you've got to keep trying to find them. So if you're around those clubs, Carl, doesn't matter of your level, you could get a chance to sit on the bench and play. I'm going to be hanging around the Perth Wildcats a fair bit this season.
And only Glenn Maxwell retained for the IPL with the Royal Challengers Bangalore. $2 million he stays for, down from $2.5 million. Oh, the poor bloke, he's lost half a million.
How does that work? We had the World Cup winners. We had the best team and only one has been retained.
Yeah, well, the surprise was Josh Hazlewood. He played in the actual winning franchise's team, and that was with the Chennai Super Kings, but he has not been retained. So what happens is that each franchise, and there's eight at the moment, it's going to be extended to 10, had the ability to keep four of their players, including two overseas players. $14 million worth of Australians weren't kept. Marcus Stoinis, Daniel Sams, Pat Cummins, Chris Lynn, Andrew Tai, Adam Zampa, Kane Richardson were all released, along with Jai Richardson, Nathan Coulter-Niles, Steve Smith, Riley Meredith, Dan Christian, Moises Enriques, and Ben Cutting, and David Warner. So a lot of Australians looking for a new home in the auction, which is upcoming in the IPL.
Unbelievable. Trevor Nisbet to join us next.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Nice to have the CEO of the West Coast Eagles, Trevor Nisbet, on the program. Nis, welcome. How are you, mate?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Yeah, going well. And I suppose I just wanted to start. We've had a few of the clubs announce their positions, Richmond and Port Adelaide and Geelong, with their profit and loss and how COVID has affected them, which I was reasonably impressed with some of the numbers that were rolled out. Have West Coast made their announcement yet, Trev? I was away fishing last week in Shark Bay.
Oh, you get all the luck. No, it's a long journey for us to get through all our accounts and so on. We've got our auditors coming in shortly, so we'll announce our profit in the new year.
All right. Now, with COVID, and Hayes and I have just been talking about it, it has certainly messed a lot of sports up. But it's messed AFL up, although it was fantastic to have the grand final here and the way that it was done in Western Australia. The fixture, I believe, is going to be announced next week. Do you expect that they will announce the whole of the fixture, Trevor? Do you think it will be announced in stages as it has been for the last couple of years?
Well, we're very hopeful that it would be the whole fixture, but it's more likely to be 8 or 9 rounds, I would think, and then with the dates and times set, with the opportunity then to tweak the rest of the year once we know how everything's tracking. So hopefully that's still going to be the case, and we'll get a fair indication, particularly early in the year, what the games will be.
When it comes to the AFL with mandatory vaccinations and the agreement between the AFL Players Association, how is that progressing from a player perspective, both AFLW and AFL player perspective?
AFLW, we have 100%, and we're almost there with the AFL team as well. They have our AFL team has up until the middle of January to be vaccinated with their first jab and the second one in February. So there's still a little bit of time for players that we haven't got vaccinated, but we're getting there. And it's been a good process, but obviously a lot of discussion, but we're getting there.
Trev, yesterday you announced some changes to your football department. Can you go through the reasons for putting Gavin Bell and Ben Sharman into those positions and Craig Vozzo moving into a different position?
Yeah, Hayes, it's something we do every year. We analyse what's happened throughout the year, where the changes we think need to be made, and we do make some changes. Fortunately, this year it's all been internal with our our staffing. We've been able to secure most of our staff, lost a couple of coaches. But in Craig's situation, we've been thinking about this role as a senior corporate counsel for a long period of time at the club, because there are so many different contracts and different agreements that we need not only negotiated but worked through so that we get it right. And sometimes, obviously, we use external legal procedures and so forth, but now we can do it internally for the time being. And Craig's accepted that role and moved out of the football management for the time being, because we just felt that was necessary. And we've got two really experienced guys who are going to head up the operations in Ben Charman and Gavin Bell, who are exceptional employees and have done their roles very well for a long period of time. So they'll share those responsibilities that Craig had, and stepping up to the plate and hopefully delivering what we need from an admin point of view.
More of West Coast Eagles CEO Trevor Nisbet after the break.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
We are chatting to West Coast Eagles CEO Trevor Nisbet. Look for the logo to be sure that it's Aussie, Hayes.
Myself and Carl, we know Gavin Bell and Ben Charman, but many of our listeners may not know too much about them. Can you elaborate on some of the roles they were doing prior to this?
Yeah, well, Gavin's been doing a lot of our development and working with our coaches, but also doing a lot of the development work with our younger players, and been doing that for a number of years. He's got a coaching background and a playing background, and been doing a number of things with our young players, not only to introduce them to AFL football, but also to upskill them as quickly as possible. And along with some of our development coaches, work very closely with them. Ben has done a lot of the logistics in the past. He's been doing a lot of work with our coaches. He started in doing analysis with us in the early days, but has been with us for a long, long time. And now, in an operations position, we just believe he's going to excel in that sort of role, because he's had the background in football admin over 15 years.
Nizzy, you fought hard to get some recruiting concessions and get your reserves team back out there. How's the recruiting going so far? Have you been able to nab a few off some of those other clubs?
Well, the Waffle Eagles are going okay, Hayes. I mean, the recruiting structure hasn't changed dramatically, albeit there's a couple of concessions which have been very good for us. We're talking to a number of players, and hopefully with a fit squad on the park, we're going to be competitive every week, which is what we're after. And then, you know, the introduction of Robert Wiley as well as head coach is also going to give us that added experience in the coaching field. So, look, we're really pleased with what we're doing at the moment, albeit we've only just started again because we've only just been given the licence again.
Can you bring us up to date on the Jack Redden, because scenario last week we heard that with his shoulder he's going to be out for not only a few weeks but a few months, and Brad Shepherd with his concussion, rumours are that he might have to pull the pin altogether.
Yeah, well, with Jack, Jack's had the issue since, you know, late in the season last year, and he played with it and thought it was going to settle down, and unfortunately it didn't. Look, we expect him to be late pre-season, probably February, back in almost full training. So, look, he'll get through that. He'll get through his rehab, and we're very confident with him. With Bradley, it's just taking a bit of time with this concussion diagnosis, and he's been getting all the testing and everything he needs done. So we'll continue to monitor Brad as the doctors will, and I'll be talking to Brad on a consistent basis to see where it's falling.
Is there a chance, Trev, that he might not be able to play given his situation? Could this be another Dan Venables scenario if it's bad?
Well, it's not like Dan's. Dan's is a traumatic brain injury in a collision, which obviously is different to someone who suffers from 2, 3, or 4 concussions, and they're different scenarios. But certainly from Bradley's point of view, I mean, as a football club, we're not going to take risks with any of our players' health. But we want to give Bradley as much time as possible to make the call that he believes is right. I mean, he's got a lot of footy left ahead of him if he wants to keep playing. But again, it's going to end up a health decision and a decision that only Bradley can make. It's something that we'll just have to give him as much time as we can.
Trevor Nisbet there. It's important to buy Australian right now. Look for the logo to be sure that it's Aussie. We'll come back and chat to Adam Voges next.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Welcome to Sports Day, and it's nice to have your company in this next hour and chats with mates. I think Adam Voges is our mate, Hayes, even though he's the WA cricket coach and he's got a really tough job. Australia's most satisfied customers, MBM, from just $59. Voges, welcome. How are you going?
Evening, guys. Yeah, going very well, thanks. Yeah, definitely mates, I would have thought.
Yeah. Now, Ashton Turner today, captain of the Scorchers, looking forward to that getting underway. I know that there's a few hiccups maybe in the road ahead, but, mate, he did really well last year. He led the team when there were some issues, of course, with injury, and you made the final without winning it.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, really pleased to be able to announce Ashton today as captain. And to make it official, he did a terrific job last year when he stepped in on the eve of the tournament when Mitch was under an injury cloud and then continued on throughout the whole season. So, yeah, for Ash to be officially announced today, I think tactically he's very astute, and that's really important to have a good leader out there, particularly in T20 cricket. So he'll do a great job for us. And, yeah, obviously nice to make that official today.
Pretty different build-up, this one, to the Big Bash. Of course, you've had a few players over there with Australia that just got released, Inglis and Mitch Marsh and Ashton Agar as well. You've got Colin Munro and Curtis Patterson that won't be here until the day of the game. And, of course, you've got your squad that were working pretty hard today.
Yeah, that's right, Hayes. It'll certainly be a different preparation. As you mentioned, we'll have three guys. Laurie Evans is over in Sydney as well, so we won't see him, Colin Munro or Curtis Patterson until a couple of hours before the game next Wednesday. We've had a couple of the guys come back from quarantine in Brisbane, and it was really nice to see them today. And then we've obviously got Jai Richardson getting ready for the Ashes as well. So a few guys in all parts of the country at the moment, but yeah, had a really good intra-squad hit out today, which was great for the guys to get started.
Who did well? Did anyone put their name up in lights for selection?
Yeah, it was a really good hit out today. Some really promising performances. Nick Hodgson scored 90 not out. Aaron Hardy, 86 off 41 balls. So some really, really strong performances with the bat from those two guys. And then, yeah, some really nice execution at the back end from Berendorf, from AJ Ty, and from Matt Kelly as well. So, yeah. All good, no injuries, which is the most important thing sometimes in these practice games.
I'm excited by the spin twins. That's what we're going to call them this year. Ashton Agar back in the fold, missed a lot of last year. And your new recruit, Peter Hadzoglu, who's come in, he was impressive last year. Getting the two together is going to be instrumental, I think, for your chances.
Yeah, I certainly think so as well, Hayes. And particularly if we are Eastern States bound for the majority of the tournament, which could be the case. So, yeah, Peter had a good bowl today, had a wicket on his first ball, given not out, but no, he looked good today. And Ashton Agar, we're obviously really pleased to be able to get Ash back. We missed him for the whole tournament last year, and we're certainly a better team with him in it. So those two in combination are going to be really important, as you say.
More of Adam Voges after this.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're chatting to WA cricket coach Adam Voges, and they had a scratch match today, Hayes.
Did somebody get a diamond duck today, but you allowed them to stay in?
Yeah, Nick Hobson could have been a very different day for Hobbo. He got burnt by the skipper coming back for a second. So I try not to interfere in these practice games, but I was pretty keen to see Nick have a bat today, and getting run out without facing a ball would have been a travesty.
The other bloke that's critical to your success, I think, is Josh Inglis. Is he likely to be there? We're hearing a bit about Alex Carey being selected for the Australian cricket team to replace Tim Payne. What can you tell us?
Yeah, we're just waiting to hear the official announcement. Josh came back home today. He was part of our induction today, and it was really nice to see him. We haven't seen those guys for a period of time now, so I'm sure there'll be an official announcement sooner rather than later. If Josh isn't in the test team, then he'll certainly play in the Australia A game against the England Lions at the same time as the test. And if that is the case, then we'll see him in orange a bit later on. So we'll just wait and see.
Well, I personally don't think that he's going to be in the team. But how were they mentally, Agar, Marsh and Inglis, after you've had a yak to them, given that they've been locked up for 14 days? Pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty happy to be home, that's for sure. So, they're great. They only got back yesterday, straight off the plane. They were happy to come in and see the boys today, which is great. We'll give them a pretty quiet week in terms of their commitments and just make sure that they get to spend some time at home with their families and freshen up mentally as much as anything, as well as physically. And obviously looking forward to having all three of them at some point during our campaign. They'll all be pretty important to us.
Hey, when it comes to the national scene, are you asked by the national selectors, maybe Justin Langer, who you know very well, to play players in certain positions, bat them in certain spots so that they can essentially be groomed for maybe what lies ahead? Just say in Josh Inglis's case, as we use him as just an example.
We have pretty good conversations with the selectors, in particular with George Bailey, with JL, and speak about our players a lot. In terms of position of batting and that sort of stuff, that's very much left up to us. But certainly want to try and give those guys as great an opportunity as possible. And we saw last year with the Scorchers with the three internationals at the top of the order, although it works incredibly well for us. Giving a few of our local guys that opportunity, I think, will be important this year. And I'm sure you'll see a few more of our local guys a bit further up the order.
How is the fitness of Jason Behrendorf and Lance Morris, the other one who had the side strain?
Yeah, Jason's good. He was unfortunately sick and didn't make the trip to Tasmania for the Marsh Cup game, but bowled a beautiful over in the last over in the inter-squad today and defended 10 and took one for four in that last over. So he's building nicely. He'll be ready to go. Lance has a side strain, as you said, and he'll probably miss the first few games of the Big Bash. We're certainly hopeful by the time we come back to Perth for a game on the 20th of December that he'll be putting his hand up for selection then. So a little bit of time out for him, but looking forward to having him back at some stage.
Pressure on too, Voji, because of what the women did. Of course, they're the number one team in town right now when we're talking about cricket.
It was brilliant. I was at the game on Saturday and really pleased to see the girls lift the trophy. And I think just the excitement and just seeing the way that they really celebrated it and enjoyed it and were having fun. And it brings back memories of past success for us and that feeling that you do get when you play well enough to win the tournament. So maybe a bit of extra pressure, but certainly not a nice incentive for the boys to play well too.
Just quickly, one more spot to fill from an import perspective. Any thoughts?
I think we're announcing that very soon. I don't know if Ashton Turner gave it away today at his press conference.
Well, come on, give it away. Tell us.
I won't give you a name, but it'll be a fast bowler who played for England in the recent World Cup. So I'll let you guys work that bit out, and the official announcement will come on Friday, I believe.
All right. I am going to have to go into my, as Hayes picks up his phone, and have a look. Hey, good luck, mate. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Take care.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Adam Voge is there. Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN, from just $59. You can search Mate online. We'll take a look at the weather next.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
And we finish off tonight with the weather outlook for New Farm Australian through and through.
Well, we had a chat about Esperance last night, Hayes, to Albany. Thursday, 18 degrees and cloudy. Friday, slightly warmer, 19 degrees and partly cloudy. And up the coast to Northam, a little bit inland from our capital city. Thursday, sunny and 32. Friday, mostly sunny and 32. So nice and warm out in the Northam area. Maybe a trip out in the car for a weekend might be nice.
The farmers having a good time at the moment, Carl, which is great to see. A good good price and a good yield, all for New Farm. New Farm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm, Australian through and through. What else do you have?
Well, I know that the AFLW fixtures are going to be released tomorrow, hey, so that is important. And the AFL fixtures will actually be released in full next week. So, well, let's hope they're in full, but looking forward to seeing the outcome there. And that's all we've got time for tonight here on Sports Day. Hayes and I'll be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll see you then.